The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Kiss Your Life Hello with Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. This program is all about relationships from love and family to health and business. It's a diverse world of alternative thinking as it applies to your daily life. Now it's time to kiss your life hello. So here are Drs. Nair and Piper.
Welcome, everyone, to this week's edition of Kiss Your Life Hello. This is Dr. VJ, and we're very pleased to have you guys here, everyone here. Without much ado, let me welcome my co-host, Dr. H. Dr. H., how are you in sunny Palm Springs?
Actually, we're doing great. The temperature's cooling down. We're only in the 80s, and it's cold for us, as opposed to being 110, 115. So we're loving it. Winter's almost here.
Oh, yes. It's in the air. We are facing a very, very beautiful weather here, too, in New York, and the trees are just about changing color, and it's getting really beautiful, really
that's
beautiful.
That's the part I miss with the fall weather up and where you guys are up in the New England area. That's beautiful there.
Yes, and tell us, you were at a recent conference this past weekend, and you've had your share of meeting some wonderful people.
I was actually in Costa Mesa, which is near Newport Beach, south of Los Angeles, California. People don't know where Costa Mesa is. It's a beautiful little community. And I was there speaking as part of the advisory board, and our guest that we'll introduce in a little while, she was with me too. And I spoke for a company called Moxor, M-O-X-X-O-R. They make an awesome product. It's a green lipid muscle that has the highest amount of omega-3s than any of the oils on the market at all. In fact, I was so impressed with this product and the scientific studies behind it and the research is that I revised my ADD and ADHD diet book because it's important, very, very important for the babies and children to be on this product, and also my Secrets of Staying Young book, which is the anti-aging book, because this product works extremely well on arthritic conditions, inflammation, cardiovascular. So I went there with a wealth of knowledge, and I shared it, and I returned home with a lot more wealth of knowledge, and our guests will talk a little more about that, too. And, wow, it was powerful. It was really, really neat. Plus, the nice thing, too, I got to go to the water, Dr. Vijay, and how much I miss the water.
You're a water baby, all right?
Oh, yes, I am a water baby, believe me.
Well, that's a really interesting news, and I believe that in November, was that November 16, that we're going to have a very well-known researcher actually talk about green lip muscle oil lipid extract and how much the research also validates that it's really great as an anti-inflammatory natural product. And, I'm thrilled that you're able to share this information with our listeners.
Thank you. You and I work on situations and products and research that are on the cutting edge. So if people want to know what's going to be new in a few years from now, we have this today.
Yes, I'm very, very excited about that. And also, I like the fact that we can talk about, a lot of the valid studies, research studies. So for physicians or healthcare practitioners who are listening to our show, we have lots of references. If you email to us at info@kissyourlifehello.com, we'll be happy to share out some of the references or the quotes, the actual papers itself that we're talking about during our show. Now, Dr. H, I know you're well aware of this, but October is the Breast Health Awareness Month. And I'm very excited about it because we are stepping into October this week. And one of the studies that came out actually and was reported in the International Journal of Cancer in their March issue 2009 was something that's also another thing that's close to my heart. Natural products like mushrooms and green tea may lower breast cancer risk. And the study goes on to say that women who get plenty of mushrooms and green tea in their diets may have a lower risk of developing breast cancer. And it was interesting because the current find is this study was done in China, and they had more than 2,000 Chinese women in the study, and they found that the more fresh and dried mushrooms the women ate, the lower was their breast cancer risk. And the risk was lower still among those who drank green tea every day. Now, you and I know that, you know, I'm a fervent drinker of tea. I love tea, green and black tea. But in this study, it's very exciting to me because the rate of breast cancer in China is 4 to 5 times lower than rates typically seen in developed countries. And though the rate has been climbing for the past few decades in the most affluent parts of China, you know, those parts of China where they don't take the traditional diet and they stick to the Western, unfortunately, the sad American diet. So the current findings in this study show that with the 2,000 women, Chinese women, found that the traditional diets, and specifically large quantities of mushrooms and green tea, may help explain China's lower breast cancer incidence. And this was done by the lead researchers actually from the University of Western Australia in Perth. So I thought it was fascinating that the cancer prevention or the cancer incidence studies that was done, you know, by a UK research group, cancer research group, that measured the incidence of all kinds of cancers over a 30-year period all over the globe, all over the world, found that in countries that were eating traditional diets, like, you know, mushrooms and green tea and fermented soy and curcumin or turmeric, they had lower incidence not just of cancers, but also chronic disease states, you know, like Alzheimer's and arthritis, all those inflammation-related disorders. So
Vijay,
that's my news.
Be more specific on the type of mushrooms.
Well, they said here that the mushrooms, there were different kinds. There were the dried mushrooms and the mushrooms, fresh mushrooms. And overall, the team found that women who ate the most fresh mushrooms, about 10 grams or more per day, were about two-thirds less likely to develop breast cancer than non-consumers of mushrooms. And meanwhile, women who ate 4 grams or more of dried mushrooms per day had half the cancer risk of non-consumers.
Well, there's a lot of the maitake, shiitake, reishi mushrooms. I think those are more of the medicinal mushrooms as opposed to...
That is correct. The button mushrooms.
Right,
and the mushroom eaters, you know, Dr. H, who also drank the green tea every day, had only, you have to get this, 11 to 18% of the breast cancer risk of the women who consumed neither. Now, this is huge. Now, the study, of course, the researcher will point out, doesn't prove cause and effect, but they did account for, you know, there are several kinds of risk factors for breast cancer, and they took into account the women's weight, education level, exercise frequency, smoking habits, but there could be other factors that explain the findings. But this is actually the first study linking high dietary amounts of mushrooms and green tea to lower breast cancer risk. So it's something that, you know, we can't say now because it's still too early for women to assume that the foods will help them avoid the cancer, but it is biologically possible. So more research has to be done in this area.
Well, you know what else is in October?
Yes, what is it?
My birthday.
Oh, I'm going to sing happy birthday to you.
So when it gets closer, I'll give you a little more hints. So I'll be looking in the mail.
Well, we can send you more mushrooms and green tea in the mail.
Oh, thank you.
Because I think for men and women, you know, the mushrooms and green tea are great, great, great natural products. But, you know, that's really great. Now, you have another piece of interesting color news you want to share with us, Dr. H.
Now, this is pretty interesting since living in Palm Springs, California. The article says, sunshine and vitamin D can help eliminate toxins. You know, what's really interesting, because vitamin D has been in the news for a while, I'm sure you probably know this, the best time to get the absorption of a vitamin D, even though it's only 15-20 minutes outside, is from 10 a.m. to noon. And it's interesting because I learned that just last week from a friend of mine, that I always thought that, well, if you spend any time outside during the daytime while the sun is up until before the sun goes down, 15, 20 minutes, you're getting vitamin D. But to get the full form of vitamin D, particularly the vitamin D3, it has to be from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, so you have the two-hour window. So scientific research data have now provided evidence that vitamin D not only is important for the body, which is we know for to help prevent cancer since October is cancer, but also is involved in brain function. Vitamin D can inhibit the synthesis of inductible nitric oxide synthesis and increase glutathione levels, which means that the hormone, and actually vitamin D is a hormone, can play a role in brain detoxification. Glutathione is I call it the master enzyme. What it does, it's the master cleaner. It's the one that goes into through the liver, into the brain, and starts cleaning out a lot of these heavy metals. And we're not talking about the band. We're talking about the toxins. A new study also shows that vitamin D helps remove mercury safely by increasing the amount of intracellular glutathione. And that's what I was mentioning. So for these people that are taking a lot of different products, I believe in keep it simple, sweetie, the KISS method. The fact that instead of taking a lot of supplements, if we take the necessities, like, for example, Damoxer, which is the green lipid muscle, which is absolutely awesome, omega-3s with the high amount of antioxidants.
Yes.
Vitamin D, if you're not able to go out, for the 2 hours during the daytime, especially with the ladies, get a good supplement, a real good supplement of vitamin D3, and we don't have to be taking a lot of these other different supplements. Now, I find for Meg and I, we take maybe like five or six different things, and most of them it's through a whole food, like the Jiva, that's a whole food, as opposed to taking supplements. So just keep boys and girls, keep your life simple, and just take a few things, and vitamin D, particularly vitamin D3, if you're not able to get out during that time from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, no matter where you live. In New England, they have a problem. In the Northwest, they have a problem. So it's a really, really a necessity for women, especially women, to take the vitamin D3 supplement.
I couldn't agree with you more, because more and more the scientific research is showing that vitamin D is a very, very important tool, and we're missing out on, and people are not knowing this, but it actually helps to decrease a lot of cancers in the body, and as a preventive thing, and more and more scientists and doctors are coming forward now to say, you should get your vitamin D3 levels checked in your blood, and if it's low, you should supplement it with your food and nutrition, and in going out to the sunshine more, spending time in the sun during the times that you're saying. So the scientific community is now acknowledging that vitamin D is an important component. Now, too much of anything, of course, is bad for you. So you want to limit the time, and but our next guest, but vitamin D has also got to do with important things, removing toxins from the body. So our next guest that's coming up, Dr. Rhonda Donahue, is very, very knowledgeable in the field of nutrition. She's highly researched practitioner in both alternative and allopathic medicine, and she received her doctorate in nutrition from Williamstown University. So Dr. Donahue is a member of the Anti-Aging for Medicine, a very prestigious group of scientists and doctors. And medical health professionals. And so we will help you to welcome her in the next part when we come back from the break.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your health is your greatest treasure and the foundation for everything in your life. Learn about your health and all aspects of wellness and healing, both from a traditional perspective and from a natural one as well. Your hosts, Drs. Patrick Donovan and Herb Joyner-Bey, will encourage lively discussion about health and medicine in a light style that makes it easy for you to understand. The show is called Paradox of Health. Listen every Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel. Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's JIVASupplements.org or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nayer's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
The incidence of autism has increased at an alarming rate. Approximately 1 in 150 children are affected by autism, giving autism the undesired ranking as the most prevalent childhood developmental disorder in the U.S. 67 children will be diagnosed today. That is nearly one child every 20 minutes. Autism One, a conversation of hope, brought to you by Enzymedica, hosted by Terry Aranga, illuminates how right now there is more reason than ever for individuals with autism spectrum disorders and their families to have the best hope for the brightest future. Autism is treatable, and given appropriate therapies, children are recovering. With well-known researchers and doctors, members of Congress, and expert service providers from a wide range of disciplines, Terry offers interviews and insights highlighting the progress in areas related to autism spectrum disorders such as biomedical research and treatment, communication, education, and behavioral modalities, sociological and philosophical issues, and legislative advocacy and insurance concerns. Autism One, a conversation of hope, broadcast each Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific. On the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Autism One, a conversation of hope. Through education and conversation, there is hope.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Dr. Vijay with Dr. H, and today we have a guest, Dr. Rhonda Donahue. She is a very highly respected practitioner in both alternative and allopathic medicine, and I just want to introduce a book, The Pollution Inside You, What is Your Body Dying to Say? Now, this is a very, very important, it's a very, very readable book, first thing. But it's a very important book because it talks a lot about the pollution within and the kind of toxins that we live in this world. And this is something everybody should have. Dr. H, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, she goes from room to room within the house, outside the house, and all the toxins. When I read this book, in fact, there's a neat quote in the outside back cover if you read that quote. It's for me.
Yes.
when I read this book, we went through, I mean, we really make sure that we don't have any pesticides or insecticides or sprays or anything like that. But I even found some chemical cleaners, you know, that Dr. Donahue talks about, and we eliminated them and now are using. So our house is totally all natural. Even, you know, we have like the terrazzo floors and we clean this with the acid water from the alkaline machine, the pH water, which is very acidic, and you clean that without any chemicals at all. So I'm very impressed with the fact that she goes thoroughly from what's in the house, what's outside the house, what's even in our body, what to eliminate. So she's taken it far beyond than where I've written it in my different books.
Well, I just want to quote your quotation here in the back of the book. It's very well written, and I totally, completely, 100% want to acknowledge this and agree with it. Body purification has been a part of mankind's rituals for health and well-being for thousands of years. Cleansing is a rich tradition that has helped humans through all ages and cultures. It is the foundation of every great healing philosophy. Dr. Rhonda Donahue answers all your questions about cleansing. I highly recommend everyone to read this book. So without much ado, I'd like to welcome our guest, Dr. Rhonda Donahue. Dr. Rhonda Donahue, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here today.
Now, do you want to tell us, now, why did you write this book? You had a very interesting story here about the background, your background, and why you're so passionate about the pollution inside you.
Yes, I wrote the book for a couple different reasons. First of all, the first 29 years of my life, I did all the wrong things. I ate terribly, and my body was very toxic. I was sick all the time, and so I went to the doctor. I was misdiagnosed with cancer, and after a biopsy, they found, they had to label it something. They found it wasn't cancer, so they labeled it a lymphatic disorder, which they don't know much about, and they don't know how to get rid of it. The only thing they can do is monitor it. If it gets out of hand, they give you steroids to control it. Well, I didn't like having that diagnosis, so I took my health into my own hands. I started doing some research and learning what I could, and I realized that my lymph system was toxic. My body was toxic, and so I started doing some detoxification and some other techniques, and it took a year and a half, but I detoxed my body, and from that day forward, I started learning and going to school and then sharing my experience with other people and helping hundreds, if not thousands, of people with their detoxification process. And I wanted to be able to reach more than just one-on-one individuals, as I was doing in my practice, and some smaller groups. So I decided to write this book so I could reach more people and help as many people as I could.
Well, you definitely helped me to understand, you know, looking more into my cabinets and my closets than I have been in the past. Let's go from room to room. What are some of the toxic, some of the bad guys that we would find in the kitchen?
Let's see. In the kitchen, you would find oven cleaners, all the types of cleaning products that you use for Ajax, window cleaners, tile cleaners, all those are very toxic, and they can be replaced with more less toxic, if not all natural products.
And you have a list of these natural products in the back section of your book, which I found very, very useful, really useful and beneficial.
Yes, there's many eco-friendly products that you can buy in your store. A lot of health food stores now carry cleaning products that are much safer than some of the typical ones that you've probably been using for years. So, yeah, there's many things like BioClean, you know, Planet Inc., Seventh Generation, just to name a few.
Even at the supermarkets, I'm noticing that the supermarkets in different parts of the country, if not all over the country, are even having some natural products too. So I think there's more and more of a call for that. Okay, so we got in the kitchen. Let's go into the bathroom, which can really have a lot of toxicity in there before and afterwards.
The bathroom, well, one of the main things that people use in the bathroom is Ajax and toilet bowl cleaners, and those can be very, very toxic to your family and even your pets. You can use, instead of, let's say there's hair products, there's deodorants, all the cosmetics that you may use, mouthwash and toothpaste, all of these are very toxic.
What's in the mouthwash or the toothpaste and even the deodorant that would make it toxic?
Mouthwashes and toothpaste contain formaldehyde, fennel, Cresyl, ammonia, aluminum, even hydrogen peroxide, all these are germ killers, but you can actually use, you know, safer products, you know, safer ingredients than what you can buy with these typical products.
Wow. So I need to go back into my bathroom closet again.
Well, cosmetics is a huge, huge thing for women.
Yeah, sure.
You know, and to know what are the safe cosmetics and what are not safe, with the level of toxins that, you know, we're carrying in topical application on our lips as lipsticks and moisturizers and makeup, and it's so important to know what to avoid.
Yeah.
So if we read the labels and we read the ingredients, what are some of the things that really stand out in some of the cosmetics?
Well, for lipstick, the number one ingredient is aluminum, and that, you know, has been linked to studies that can cause Alzheimer's. And you know, it's actually been estimated that 25% of the population suffers to some degree from heavy metal poisoning, including aluminum and mercury and lead and cadmium.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And you know, we're exposed to these metals not only from our cosmetics, but also from tin cans, from contaminated fish, from pesticide sprays, cigarette smoke. And these heavy metals accumulate in different parts of our body and create many problems. And unfortunately, some of the heavy metal poisoning symptoms include headaches, dizziness, indigestion, hair loss, muscle pains, and skin eruptions. And a lot of these are sometimes misdiagnosed from doctors, and people are put on medications when really they need to do some heavy metal detoxification.
How do we get your book?
Well, you can either call me at 714-863-5959. You can also go to rhondadonahue.com on my website, and you can purchase it there.
Is that on Amazon?
I believe it is on Amazon. It was just released, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, so you may be able to find it on Amazon.
Okay, great.
Now, tell us something about the foods. I know we just have a couple of minutes before the break, but say foods, what is it some foods that you see in your book that many foods that we ingest are full of toxins and chemicals, and that you refer to them as toxic foods. How do you define toxic foods?
Well, toxic foods are foods that contain chemicals, preservatives. If you read the label, prepackaged foods, if you read the label and you can't you can't say the words, ingredients, then it's probably toxic. I always recommend that a person eat as natural foods as possible, organic. You know, the statement, you are what you eat, is so true. You need to have more living foods, raw foods, that have higher forms of minerals and vitamins and enzymes, and also cooking your food destroys their potential. So anything that you're cooking, especially in the microwave, you don't want to cook in the microwave. Anytime you cook food, destroys those molecular structure of the food. So it's very important to eat as many raw foods, living foods, as possible.
You know, it's interesting, Dr. Vijay and Dr. Donahue, that, you know, I mentioned before about supermarkets carrying natural cleaners, but they're also starting to carry a lot of organically grown fruits and vegetables. So there's more of a demand. So it's not necessarily we have to walk into a health food store, because a lot of people say, oh, health food store, I would never go into one of those. But we can go into our local supermarket and find a lot of these products, a lot of these natural products. Also, a lot of the natural organic fruits and vegetables.
Well, we're going to come back after the break, and we can go and talk a lot more about foods, the kind of foods, and also colon therapy. Some very interesting topics. So wait till we come back from the break, and we'll continue with Dr. Rhonda Donahue.
To a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure. Sure, and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Are you ready to go green?
You've asked, and we've heard you. Voice America presents the Green Talk Network. Environmental topics are at the forefront of our society, and the Green Talk Network is here to keep you up to date on the latest trends and new innovations for the eco-conscious lifestyle. We'll help promote a variety of ideas on the environment, from global warming issues to how you can become more eco-friendly in your daily activities. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Visit the Green Talk Network page on voiceamerica.com and tune in to help spread the green.
Inside all of us lives a warrior. We win battles with our careers, our finances, our children, our pets. It's time that the warrior within wins the battles with our own being. Modern-day Renaissance man Ori Hoffmeckler dispels eating urban legends and fitness myths in Voice America Network's The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival. Ori sets the record straight and will help you become leaner and healthier for a lifetime. The Warrior Within broadcasts live every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Tune in for your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to Kiss Your Life Hello, Dr. VJ and Dr. H, and we're speaking today with Dr. Rhonda Donahue, who wrote an awesome book called The Pollution Inside You, What Is Your Body Dying to Say? And we need to listen to our body. You know, we were talking at the break that I've used the fact of how to detoxify and why it's so important for us to detoxify by getting rid of the toxins, the poisons out of our body. It's like I have a swimming pool, and before I can make my swimming pool look nice and blue and shiny and bring people into jumping into the pool, I need to clean it. I need to clean out. I need to get rid of the algae. I need to get rid of, you know, the leaves that are on the bottom of the pool. So before we go into making ourselves looking beautiful and everything, we need to clean from the inside. Dr. Donahue, do you agree?
Absolutely. I do agree. And that it's very important to keep your body systems clean, have normal bowel movements, you know, at least, you know, 3 times a day. I think that's very important. You know, if you aren't constipated, then you need to do a cleanse. So I highly suggest there's many symptoms of toxicity, like your pool. If it's dirty and brown, you know, you need to put something in there to clean it out. Just like your body, if a person has constipation or even diarrhea, headaches, allergies, frequent colds, infections, all of these things are symptoms that your body needs to be detoxed. And detoxification can help with so many different issues, and including you'll have clearer thinking, you have better digestion, even stronger immune system, you'll be able to sleep better. You know, all of these different areas are benefits of detoxification.
You know, it's interesting, if we really listen to our body, and that seems to be the theme for the past few shows that we've had on, Dr. Vijay and I, and that if we listen to our body is telling us something. So instead of running to the drugstore, instead of running to the doctor because of different things, maybe it's our body's telling us, hey, you know, we're starting to build up some toxins, so what do I need to do? How do I get to that solution where I don't have to be on medication for a long period of time? I can do this naturally.
Right, and you talk a lot about colon hydrotherapy, Dr. Donahue. You speak about colonics. I know we have a number of listeners who have written to us and talked about, you know, about colonics. And what can you tell us about colonics? Especially when we receive a colonic irrigation, what are the precautions we have to be aware of?
Well, colonics are a powerful addition to any detox program, and although colonic irrigations won't remove the most hardened mucoid from the colon, when one receives a colon irrigation, in my opinion, there are two precautions to be aware of. First, avoid receiving an irrigation given with chlorinated water, tap water. It's best to locate a facility that uses purified water, because chlorinated water can destroy the friendly bacteria present in the colon. And the second precaution in connection with colon irrigations is to realize that they are capable of producing cleansing reactions just like any other detox programs. And taking cleansing herbs before, during, and after will help minimize many of these reactions, you know, if experienced at all. So it's recommended that one consults a health professional knowledgeable in detoxification to help determine the best protocol for you.
Now, what if I'm shy and timid and I don't want to go that route? What's the other choices?
Using some cleansing detox herbs, there's one that I've used for years. It's called First Fitness Renew. And there's actually a website you can go to. It's www.firstfitness.com/4life, L-I-F-E. And that product is a total inner body cleanse. It cleanses not just the colon, but the liver, lymph, bloodstream, and it helps rejuvenate the organs.
So now we have these things, these heavy metals, you know, and again, we're not talking about the ban. We're talking about, you know, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, lead, and we're really concerned with possibility of maybe mercury being in these vaccinations that they're going to be given out, whether it's the flu, the regular flu vaccine, or the swine flu. What are some of the solutions of helping to eliminate these heavy metals and also some of the environmental toxins that we're all affected with?
Well, there are some different examples of what I call toxin binders that help with heavy metals, such as zeolite, which is a crystalline mineral that absorbs many different types of gases and petrochemicals.
Now we're talking about the powdered form, not the liquid form.
Absolutely, yeah. Powder form is the best. In fact, you wrote about it, Dr. Piper, in your book, Zeolite, the Nature's Heavy Metal Detoxifier.
I knew it sounded familiar.
Yeah. Some other examples of toxin binders are chitosan, which is also great for weight loss, by the way.
Right.
Chlorella, apple pectin, bentonite, parsley, and then there's DMPS and DMSA and EDTA as well.
And this is all in your book, The Pollution Inside You. Tell us again how we can get it.
You can call me at 714-863-5959, or you can go to rhondadonahue.com.
That's RhondaDonahue.com.
Yes.
Now, there you also talk in your book about detoxification programs using bioenergetic frequencies.
Mm.
Can you tell us about this? This is an area that's becoming more and more popular.
Basically, I recommend everyone look in their home and workplace and move all the electrical appliances away from your bed while you're sleeping. The body is very receptive and is highly susceptible to these kinds of energetic influences. And sometimes just moving 18 inches away from appliances and computers can be make a big difference between high exposure and virtually no exposure. So there's other ways you can reduce the EMRs, electromagnetic frequencies, by using sleeping in beds without metal, and also get rid of cordless phones over 900 megahertz. And then a very simple way to help with the electromagnetic frequencies is to open windows at least 10 minutes daily to balance the positive and negative ions in the house or your office.
Now, if I'm having a difficult time following this procedure, what you're talking about, can I just drink water?
Yes, a good ionized water and with minerals can help with the balanced and positive and negative
mm-hmm.
ions in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you can do that. I think, yeah, you can do a little bit here and a little bit there, and you're bound to have great results.
You know, it's interesting that I've heard people talk about fasting. Sometimes they'll fast maybe 24, 48 hours. Sometimes they do it, you know, a couple times a year. A lot of different religions, like you know, just recently the Jewish holiday Yom Kippur with a Day of Atonement. You know, there's a fasting of 24 hours. So it's been a tradition for religions for thousands and thousands of years of fasting. I know simply that just the fact that if I have my dinner, say, at 6 or 6:30 at night, and then I wake up the following morning at 6 or 6:30, I've actually fasted for 12 hours, and my body has a chance to recuperate, doesn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, I even mentioned that in my book, that you can do a 24-hour juice, you know, once a week
mm-hmm.
or every other week. And, yeah, if you begin at 6 o'clock, eat your dinner right before 6, and then on the first day and then end at 6 p.m. the following day with a light meal, you know, most of your fasting is done at night while you're sleeping.
And I think that's where the body starts working on itself, too, when we try to eliminate as much of whatever type of foods as possible, and then you drink the water, good drinking water, as you mentioned, alkaline water, and or, say, like apple juice or grape juice, which is a real good cleansing, or even cherry juice. And then, excuse me, the body can start detoxifying in a very gentle way. I'm trying to keep it simple because for some people it can become too complicated and be overwhelming, but just starting off like what you said, in a very slow procedure and listen to our body, some great solutions. Absolutely. I love the book. It really is. It's very, very powerful.
Now, you talk about a very interesting thing here, watermelon flush, that you could even detox just doing a watermelon flush before any kind of major detox program. And, you know, this is a very interesting because watermelon, you know, is very, very high in a lot of the vitamins, especially vitamin C. What can you tell us about watermelon flush and why do you do it?
Well, I like doing the watermelon flush 1 or 2 days, especially right before doing a major detoxification program. And basically what you do is you eat as much watermelon as you want for 1 or 2 days. And, of course, drink water as well, even though you're getting a lot of water from the watermelon. And this is a great way to eliminate toxins from the kidneys and the colon. And the natural sugar from the watermelon will keep your energy up and is a great source of water. And, it, of course, this won't eliminate all of the toxins in someone who has an extreme amount of toxic buildup, but it will give the intestinal tract a rest. And it's also best if you relax and don't do anything strenuous on the days during this watermelon flush. And so it's great to do that every once in a while.
I also understand that if we're going to fast for a couple of days or whatever period of time, to break a fast is watermelon.
Yes, either watermelon or a soup or something liquid, real light.
So don't go back to the fried chicken or the...
Not immediately, right?
No.
Okay.
And you start losing the taste for fried and fatty foods. And, you know, you talk a lot about avoiding the highly processed, you know, white sugary foods and foods that are cooked with, you know, trans fatty acids and saturated fats. And, of course, our, you know, all-time favorite with our, some of our, a lot of our teenagers and adults is soda pop. You know, this is a very, very important book, The Pollution Inside You. That's the title of the book, What is Your Body Dying to Say? And it's something that, you know, I think every household, everybody should read the book because, you know, I think you can't eliminate everything, Dr. H, we were talking about it, but, you know, to go room by room and to have an awareness.
Right.
So that when you go to the supermarkets and when you're doing your family shopping or you're shopping for yourself or loved one, you know, you can look at it and say, uh-oh, now I know what I have to look for, and I'll try to avoid 1 or 2 things a week. You know, when I buy cosmetics, I will now know this is not what I want, not to have too much of aluminum or lead or, you know, tin or any of those that, toxic elements. Some of them, they don't, you know, show up in the labels prominently, but it could be in a fine print. So you got to bring a magnifying glass to read it. Unfortunately, that's the state that we are in. But please email us with any questions you may have or call us. And the title of the book, again, is The Pollution Inside You, What is Your Body Dying to Say? Thank you so much, Dr. Donahue, for being on our show, and we really appreciate you taking the time to come and be with us.
Yes, thank you very much. Great reference.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure. Sure, and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
in-depth and unique daily show. Listen for Mitchell John in the morning. Mitchell will bring you news, sports, and stock news from yesterday. You'll hear interviews from high-profile figures from the world of sports, entertainment, politics, and authors. Mitchell will talk to people throughout America. This is a show that throws right down the center. It's fun, information, and yes, even a little bit of music. Catch Mitchell John in the morning at 6 a.m. Pacific Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Voice America, and Thursdays on the Voice America Business Network.
For several decades, homeopathy has been associated with more than just natural healing. What exactly is homeopathy, and how can it benefit your total health, lifestyle, and overall well-being? Tune in to Homeopathy, Health, and Transformation when host classical homeopath Linda Morse will take you through the philosophy behind homeopathy and with special guests explain how its principles can be applied to many aspects of modern-day healthy living. Homeopathy, Health, and Transformation airs live Mondays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back, everyone, to the last segment here of Kiss Your Life Hello. We had a wonderful guest with us earlier today, Dr. Rhonda Donahue. Her book is The Pollution Inside You and What Your Body is Dying to Say. And what you will learn by reading this book is about toxin exposure, what, where, and how to avoid it, symptoms and conditions of toxicity, the room-by-room detection of toxins, the highest and lowest pesticide-containing foods, the hard facts about toxicity in the colon, the benefits of going for the detox programs, doing detox, and what are the side effects, effects that you feel in your body systems when you are suffering from toxicity, and simple non-toxic house cleaning product recipes. Actually, you can do it at home, plus so much more. Dr. H, don't you think that that was just a fabulous interview that we had with a wonderful, wonderful guest?
She has a lot of energy, and I know I've known her for a while, and where she comes from, it's a place of trying to really, really help all the people. And the fact that she has something in a book that can say, okay, let's be aware. You know, I believe in awareness, and that's 50% of the battle, being aware of what's going on. And the ability to listen to our bodies, like what she said, you know, if there's chronic diarrhea or if there's constipation, you know, the body's saying something. If there's headaches, there's other different factors, it's something, you know, the body is saying something. We need to listen to our bodies. We have, you know, it's interesting. A lot of us, including myself, will go to other people to validate what we actually know, what's going on with ourselves, whether it's physically, emotionally, or spiritually. And if we really listen to, you know, what's going on, we know what we know. So here's a simple, it's a simple book. It's really well written. It's a great book for reference that I can go into my different parts of the house or the garage or the basement or wherever. And, you know, with our dog and cat, I want to take a look and see, you know, if there's any toxicity, especially with the pets because they're so small, or if there's small children that are crawling on the ground, on the carpet, to know, okay, these are some problems right over here. What are the solutions? And then in the back of the book, she has a great deal of solutions. And it's a simple factor, too. You know, some of us say it's overwhelming, it's too much for us, that we can't go through this. But even the little fasting of just drinking some water for 12 hours or going to, excuse me, you know, having your meal at 6 o'clock and then not having anything until you wake up the next morning or 6 or 6.30, whatever it is, you know, that's a 12-hour fast. The body is starting to heal. And I love it. It's just a great book, The Pollution Inside You. I'm going to give her phone number, 714-863-5959 or rhondadonahue.com.
It's very easy, and she's a very easy person to speak to, especially if you suspect that, you know, you have toxicity symptoms, right, and you want to get some professional counseling, because she is a nutritionist by training, by profession, and somebody that, you know, can speak to you, and then, you know, put you on the right track where you need to go, you know, to get, you know, to help. And I particularly love it, too, that just as you do, that, you know, that we are concentrating on what are the natural detox, natural ways, natural products that we can take in, that whole concept. It's like a paradigm shift, Dr. H, as you point out, to a lot of people. But for those of us who are beginning to realize, like I say, the awakened ones, you're slowly awakening to the fact, oh, my God, there's so many things in our environment that's actually potential toxins. And this includes actually a lot of the pharmaceutical drugs. Now, it doesn't mean that you don't take drugs, right, you know, that the medicines and all that you take in. But I think even in her book, she talked about, you know, the water that we're drinking, tap water. I mean, there are thousands upon thousands of chemicals. And did you know, Dr. H, a lot of people actually flush their unwanted medicines, you know, whether statins or, you know, diabetic medicines or antihypertension medicines, down the toilet or down into your sink, and it all gets into our water system. Somehow the other...
I saw that on the news the other day. The big thing about the news is that, yes.
So that's a, you know, that's something that people need to be aware of. There are thousands and thousands of chemicals in our water system alone, and you know, just check. Go to your, you know, local health authority and just check. You know, how safe is your drinking water? You know, and you know, that's an important thing. We only think about the thousands and thousands of, you know, chemical emissions, you know, that pumped into the air we breathe, but not just the air that has the chemical pollutants, but the water as well. So that's an important thing that, you know, this book will open your eyes to where you're living, you know, eating and breathing and drinking. So I think it's a really great asset to have with you, to walk
there's
around
a, there's
with.
There's even tests that you can buy at the hardware store, excuse me, that can test for this. So sometimes if we can't get hold of somebody in, you know, the government itself, you can go and you can go to the hardware store, because I know my local hardware store has something where I can test water, and it's scary. That's why we have a Chance in Water machine. It's unbelievable. It gives alkalized the water, but it filters out everything plus the electrolytes. So I'm impressed with that machine, and that gives us the good drinking water. But it's scary if you know the chemicals that are in the water. It really is.
Yeah, and next week's guest, do you want to talk a little bit about next week's guest? Because I'm very excited about that, too.
Well, you still have a long way to go. It says sexy in your 60s. Oh, you told me you're only 39 years old. So
yeah, right.
You have another, 21 years to go. This is a great book. It's called Sexy in Your 60s, How You Can Naturally Reverse the Aging Process and Rejuvenate Your Life by Joan Bunny, B-U-N-N-E-Y. I'm going to read it back over here. Alone at a beach at age 60, Joan Bunny came to realize she did not want her golden years tarnished by tardiness and ill health, a weak, blind, flabby, unattractive body, or a spirit resigned to a life devoid of fun and romance. She bent her will to the task of finding secrets of turning back the age clock without resorting to surgeries or expensive unnatural procedures. What she discovered allowed her to not only transform her body from frumpy to stunning, and believe me, it's great, great picture, great picture.
Oh, yes, stunning.
And I get to meet her, too, by the way. She did a PBS show, and I think it's going to be next week before we interview her next Wednesday, but she's going to actually be in Palm Springs, so I have a date.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
So you can check her out for us.
Sexy in your 60s. How you can naturally reverse the aging process and rejuvenate your life. When I spoke with her a couple of weeks ago, she says she's going to have a book called When She's in Her 70s, Sexy in Your 70s.
I think this is amazing, woman, because talking with what, leading on to the topic and continuing the topic that we had today about the toxins in your body with Dr. Rhonda Donahue, Joan Bunny actually talks a lot about, you know, right, the dangers and how of all the toxins in the environment and the foods. And she talks about 76 ways that actually, she writes about 76 ways sugar can ruin your health. I mean, anyone who, you know, and this was contributed by Nancy Appleton. Dr. Appleton is the author of the book, Lick the Sugar Habit. So I'm very excited that we're going to have a wonderful, wonderful author and a person who's going to talk about how to to take responsibility for your health, whichever age you are, and to look sexy no matter what. I mean, she's talking about sexy in your 60, but it could be sexy in your 40s, in your 50s, and guess what? It's just being energetic and vibrant. So with that, we need to end the show for today's edition. We love you, and take care of yourself, and keep smiling till we come back again next week.
And if no one's told you that they love you today, let me be the first. Well, bye now.
Bye.
Thank you again for joining Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper for Kiss Your Life Hello. We'll return next Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.